A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Tuesday, May 7th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger yesterday let her feelings be known as to how protesters at SUNY New Paltz were treated last Thursday night. A total of 132 people were arrested in Parker Quad at the college in what she called a show of force by state police. She said the students were, in her words, engaging in peaceful protest and standing up for what they fervently believe, and the response of law enforcement was disproportionate to the scene in front of them. Metzger has let her feelings known about the police response to officials in Albany. In her words, she said she knows President Darrell Wheeler of the college is to be a thoughtful leader and knows he faces difficult decisions that day, decisions that will have lasting consequences for the campus community, said Metzger. On Monday, in front of Washingtonville High School, Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse announced a new school bus safety program that will fine drivers who pass buses loading and unloading students. Newhouse said that distracted and texting drivers present a major public safety issue for school buses. Every day, 50,000 motorists put students at risk by illegally passing stopped school buses in New York, he said.
This is a real no-brainer for us, because what it does is it's no cost to the school district, no cost to the local municipality, no cost to the county. All the revenues that it takes to run this program are from the $250 fine that are imposed on people that are caught on camera passing school buses.
The county is partnering with Bus Patrol by using cameras to catch drivers who violate buses' no-passing signals. State Attorney General Tish James yesterday sued two area professed pro-life pregnancy organizations, commonly known as crisis pregnancy centers, for using false and misleading statements to advertise an unproven treatment they call abortion pill reversal. The two area facilities, a Crisis Pregnancy Incorporated, DBA CareNet Pregnancy Center of the Hudson Valley in Poughkeepsie, and First Way Life Center Incorporated in Monticello. James says the mission of the crisis pregnancy centers is to prevent people from obtaining abortions. She said, in reality, abortion cannot be reversed, and there is, in her words, a glaring lack of scientific evidence to support APR's safety and effectiveness. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer was in Kingston yesterday to announce he's seeking $3 million to connect the city's midtown families to the downtown area. Right now, he says the highly trafficked streets are danger zones for pedestrians.
Residents are literally putting themselves in the face of danger just to do daily tasks. Flatbush and Foxhall Avenues have become a hotbed for crashes because of the rail crossings residents walk over. The funding is critical to make sure the work we already have underway can be safely enjoyed by many more people. And this will enhance safety and unleash further pent-up economic potential.
Mayor Stephen Noble says the new funding will help a safer environment on the well-traveled route, spur economic growth, and improve the quality of life for all who live in or near that area. Former Newburgh City Police Lieutenant Brandon Rolla has worked for the same police department during his entire career, and now he'll be leading it as its chief. Rolla is looking forward to his new role, working with the men and women he has come to know through the years and continuing to fight crime that has plagued Newburgh for decades.
I have dedicated my entire adult life to this city, to this department, to the citizens, and I'm humbled by the support I get now. That gives me the confidence to stand here in front of you, the confidence to continue on, the confidence to work together as a group, as a team. I know we will continue to do great things for this city.
Newburgh had 100 sworn officers in the early to mid-1970s and currently has about 70. Rolla expects to near that number later this year. The Sullivan County Department of Public Health has confirmed that a euthanized fox in the Conneaugh Lake area of the town of Bethel tested positive for the rabies virus. Exposed persons are currently receiving appropriate treatment. Rabies occurs commonly in New York State, with the vast majority in cases in wild animals, including raccoons, bats, foxes, skunks, and woodchucks. Domestic animals account for less than 10% of the reported rabies cases, which most often include cats, cattle, and dogs. A 23-year-old Orange County man's been arraigned on a charge of attempted murder, two counts of assault, and one count of criminal possession of a weapon. It's alleged that Elijah Dean stabbed a man several times on his body, head, and neck after he approached the victim in his driveway at Trailside Place in New City. The victim of the assault, at about 8:40 p.m. on April 11th, was transported to the hospital by ambulance in serious condition. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.